What's up, my beautiful friends, and welcome to the Glow Podcast, where we discuss confidence, mindset, manifestation, and so much more. My name is Mariana, and I am here to help you banish your negative thinking and limiting doubts so that you can glow in all aspects of your life. Without further ado, let's get into today's episode. What's up, my beautiful friends? Welcome to another episode of the Glow Podcast. How are you today? I hope you're doing so well. I am coming to you from Prague, from our new home. Oh my god, I can't even believe that I'm saying that out loud. It's absolutely insane that we have this new home that we have been visualizing for over a year now, and I've been visualizing and having on my dream vision board for years, and it's crazy that now the time has come and we are here and we're living here, and it's absolutely amazing. And honestly, like, I honestly still don't get it. We moved in, what, 3 days ago? And I'm still in shock. Like, we have this view because we're on one of the top floors, and so we have this amazing view, and I just keep looking out of the window and I'm like, what? Like, is this actually real? Like, what is this happening? Because really, guys, I have been manifesting this for a long time, and that's what I want to talk to you in today's episode about. And I'm going to touch a little bit upon, like, manifestation and the law of attraction, because you guys have heard me talk about it for a while now. You know, law of attraction absolutely changed my life. If this is your first episode that you're listening to from my podcast, then please go a few episodes back into the episode on law of attraction. I believe I called it Law of Attraction 101, because really I went over the basics of Law of Attraction there, and then I made many, many episodes about Law of Attraction, like visualization and stuff like that. So definitely listen to that. However, yeah, I have been following or doing, how would you say, implementing the Law of Attraction in my life for about 2 years now. And my life has completely changed. It is the craziest thing ever. Like, literally, what I put on my vision board, like, it came true. It's I don't know how to describe it. I want to talk about it with you guys because I want you guys to experience this as well. It works. It definitely works. And you can have everything that you dream of. Yeah. So, to this apartment. I have had a photo on my vision board of, like, an apartment with big windows, a beautiful view, a white bed, very light, spacious place. I've had that on my vision board, like, one of the first vision boards I made. And then when I met Axel, we started looking at places that we would like to live in together, and we have very similar taste, and we had, like, a very similar vision for what our home would look like, and this is literally, like, exactly what we wanted. And so we talked about it, we looked at photos, and we made this vision board in Bali where we put photos that we want of things that we want to invite into our life, and this was literally, like, looked exactly like our home. And then last year we actually came to see an apartment in the complex that we live in, and we didn't end up taking it, obviously, because, first of all, I think it was, I don't know, something was a little off. And second of all, we ended up moving back to Bali for the winter. So it didn't work out. However, we were thinking of this complex in particular since last year summer. And we've been visualizing it, and we've been like, oh, I can't wait to live there. And we were literally talking about it, like, as if it's gonna happen, you know. And it's I don't know if I talked a lot about money on this podcast. I think so. But the last year has been very revolutionary for me in terms of my money mindset, and, like, allowing more abundance in and living in abundance and really, like, feeling more that I deserve it, you know what I mean? So that has been really something that I had to work on, and really during my meditations every day, really embodying a version of myself that is abundant and deserves abundance. And, you know, this is a feeling that didn't come very naturally to me. I always felt like I have to make myself smaller, just like so I don't have nice things, just so other people don't feel bad. Like that is so written in me, because every time, it comes from my childhood, obviously everything comes from childhood, but when I was little, I did all these things, like I went to auditions and stuff, and I did some sports, and I was good at school, and so I got positive attention in that sense, I didn't want my siblings to feel bad for me getting the attention, so I would make myself smaller, and I would feel bad for getting like positive attention, and I would connect pain to this feeling like of success and having the success, because I was just so scared that other people would feel sad that they don't have it. So for years I would be making myself smaller, you know, and rejecting modeling jobs, acting jobs, subconsciously, because I felt like, oh, I can't have this because I don't deserve it. Like I personally don't deserve to have these things. Like other people maybe, but not me. And this was something that I really, really quote unquote struggled with, and something that I realized over the past year. And I did a hypnotherapy on it, and you know, it just comes from childhood and like little things that children pick up on. Like, for example, my mom, when she would get me a present, by the way, one of my strongest love language is, if you know what love languages are, if you don't know what love languages are, go to that episode. But my strongest love language is getting gifts. Like, I feel so, so loved when I get gifts, and like little gifts. It doesn't have to be like expensive things, obviously, but like little gifts I really, really love. So when my mom would get me a gift when I was little, she would always say, I'm only getting you this so you share it with your sister, because I have a younger sister. And I know she meant it really well, and this is such a little thing, but as a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, I made this program in myself that I don't deserve nice things. Like my sister does, because anytime I get something nice, I have to give it to my sister. So, you know, little kids aren't very rational. This doesn't really make sense to an adult mind. But what I thought when I was 6 years old was, there's a problem with me. I'm the one that doesn't deserve it. My sister deserves it. Okay, so other people deserve to have like beautiful things, abundance, success, but I don't. I wasn't born to have this. I wasn't born worthy of this, you know, and I made this my program and I didn't even know about it. And for years, this was dictating my life. For example, I went to many auditions throughout my life, like hundreds and hundreds of auditions. And so, so freaking often it would happen that I got through all of the rounds, and then it was like the narrowest round where I would be the last one standing with another girl. Yeah, like literally the last round. And they would almost always end up picking the other girl. And it's not because the other girls were like so much better. It was, well, obviously they were better at the moment, but it was also my energy that I was emitting, you know? I was subconsciously blocking myself from getting these acting or modeling jobs because I didn't feel worthy of getting them. And I didn't know this rationally. Like, rationally, I was telling myself, like, why am I not getting these jobs? Like, I'm fit to do this job. I can do this job better than anyone, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't realize that I had so many limiting beliefs in myself that were controlling my life. And like you've heard me talk about in previous podcasts, you know, 95% of the day is governed by your subconscious mind. Only 5% of the day you're operating in your conscious mind. So if you have limiting beliefs that you don't yet know about, they are determining 95% of your day. So even if for a few minutes you say, oh my God, I'm amazing, I deserve this job. Well, in the big picture, it's basically nothing. I hate to inform you, because it's like 0.001% of your day. And the rest of the day, your subconscious mind is going to be giving you its opinion that you aren't worthy of getting the success. So most of the day, you're thinking, I'm not worthy of getting this job, I'm not worthy of living this life, blah, blah, blah. And you're blocking yourself from it because you know, everything is energy, everything is frequency. And even if there's a person thousands of kilometers away, they will feel this energy from you. Like, they will feel like if you're feeling like you don't deserve the job, like you're not good enough, and you really, really believe this, the person who would have employed you thousands of kilometers away maybe thinks that you have all of the skills on paper, but will feel like there's something off and will end up picking someone else. Because everything is energy, and everyone feels energy of everyone else. Like, it's no coincidence that when you meet someone, either you say, oh, he has a weird vibe. Like, I'm sure you've heard someone say that. He has a weird, that's a tongue twister. He has a weird vibe. Or, oh my God, she has such a happy vibe. Like, we just feel things. You know what I mean? So, limiting beliefs are so, so important to uncover, to release, to reprogram. And you can definitely reprogram it. And I talked about it in the last episode, so definitely listen to that. I really loved that episode. I feel like I said everything that needs to be said about limiting beliefs there. So definitely listen to that and do it, really. That's another thing that I want to say. You know, a lot of you message me that I inspire you, that you're inspired by the podcast, by what I say. And I'm so happy to hear that. Like, thank you so much for these messages. However, inspiration without action doesn't change anything. And I'm sorry if this sounds harsh, and I don't mean to be harsh. Like, I love that you send me messages that I inspire you, but I want your life to actually change, you know? I want you to be like, oh, you know, I'm changing my life. I'm inspired, but I'm doing something. Because you can be inspired all day, but if you don't act on this inspiration, nothing's gonna change. I talk about law of attraction, but law of attraction isn't about saying I want a Ferrari and then sitting on your porch and waiting for a Ferrari to drop from the sky. You know what I mean? It's not like that. It's really following that inspiration and seeing, what action can I do? And then taking massive action into getting there. You know, and the universe will support you along the way. Like, for example, with this apartment that we're living in now, it was divine work, really. It was absolutely amazing because someone moved out of this apartment, I think, like a month and a half ago. We were still in Bali and we were looking at apartments already from Bali, and then we saw this apartment and we loved it and we were like, oh my God, this is our home. We need this house. It's amazing. And we even thought that we would arrange someone to come look at it for us because we were still in Bali. However, then they messaged us, oh, it's already been taken. And we were like, no, this is our home. Ah. But obviously, we trusted the process. We were like, we're going to find something else, da da da. So we tried not to be too sad about it. But then they ended up having this person who literally paid the deposit, and then something was wrong. Then they didn't end up moving in. And then it opened up again, and then by that point, we were already in Prague, so they messaged us, and then we went to see it. We loved it. We went to see a few other places, and we loved this one the most, and we literally called them the same day and said, we want it. When can we move in? And it was just divine work because the timing of it was so perfect. Just everything about it was so perfect, and it was literally divine work. And it was us visualizing being in an apartment just like this for over a year, every single day in the morning, feeling what it would feel like to walk through the living room, what the kitchen would be like, what the big windows, how would we feel when we woke up with such a beautiful view. And all of these emotions were creating a feeling in us. And like I said in previous podcasts, you know, the brain doesn't know what's really happening and what's not. So by us sort of faking it, we created this feeling in ourselves that, oh, we live in this beautiful place already. Like, we felt that every single morning when we were visualizing it, right? And so the brain was like, going crazy because it doesn't like to be like separated. The brain wants the physical reality to match the reality inside your head. Like if you're creating all these emotions, the brain is going to look for ways to match that in the world. So suddenly we were getting like bursts of inspiration. Like Axel woke up and he said, oh my God, I gotta check the real estate agency. I feel like there's gonna be an apartment for us. And that was literally the day that we found this home. How crazy is that? He was like, oh, I feel an inspiration to look. And just because he looked, it was the perfect timing because it was there. And it was only there for like a day because this was like in high demand. And then the other guy took it and then he said he didn't want it. But you know, that was that day. So visualizing it and following that gut instinct, following that inspiration, and then taking massive action, you know, calling the people, seeing how you can make it work, da 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 da. So I wanted to make that really clear that I love that I inspire you. I really love, love, love it. But if you're just listening and not applying what I suggest to you, I can't guarantee that your life will change very much. Like, you know what I mean? And even with the meditation, like start implementing meditation in your morning routine. Try to not use your phone before bed and when you wake up. You know, things like this are actual practical things that I suggest to you that you can actually add to your routine. And they don't cost anything. They're not time efficient, like meditation, but that's 5 minutes, you know what I mean? And they can really, really up-level your life. You'll see. So I wanted to talk to you today about our new home, about inspiration. That's what I did. And most importantly, I wanted to just show you that anything is possible. Give you another example of how dreams can come true. And I'm not a superhuman in any sense. I am not better at anything than you are. You are exactly pure potential as me. So you can have, do, become anything that you want. So feel inspired by this podcast, but also take massive action. I believe in you. You got this. You got this. Have a beautiful day. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Glow Podcast. If you enjoyed it, then please don't forget to leave a review and share it with a friend that you think might benefit from listening to this episode. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you in the next episode.